Welcome back into Press Row here on ESPN 105.1 The Zone. David Pascal along with show producer Wells Guthrie here in the Action247.com studios. Hoping everybody out there is continuing to enjoy this beautiful God-given day. Well, it is always a pleasure to welcome back into Press Row Peter Fuller, the personable coach of the Chattanooga FC, CFC with two more matches. This week they will host Metro Louisville FC, and then next Saturday it will be Maryland Bobcats FC. So still a busy, busy time for the CFC and Coach Fuller. Peter, how are you today?
Guys, I'm great. I appreciate you having me on, and I echo the sentiment. The weather is unbelievable.
Yes.
Magnificent.
Good practice weather, good match weather, good everything kind of weather. All right, hey, here's one of the cool things I wanted to ask you about where we are now in CFC. I mean, this was, I followed it from the start in 2009, and you think about, you know, some of the matches used to be against Asheville, and you'd have different rivalries, and I know there was the, there's the bond and slash rivalry with Detroit, but Oakland knocking you out of the fall semifinals. I mean, you had the 1-1 tie in Oakland. I guess that was late February, and then you had the the loss here recently. How cool is it that, like, Chattanooga has this, like, rivalry growing with Oakland now, something that we could have never imagined a decade ago?
It's funny that you bring that up, and I think it's a great point because a reporter asked me out there, it was right after we had qualified for the semifinal round. And, you know, obviously we had tied Cal United, tied Cosmos, and had beaten Los Angeles fourth to get our 5 points, which got us into the semifinals. And reporter asked me, said, have you thought about the fact that the semifinal is going to be Los Angeles fourth, Detroit City, Oakland Roots, and Chattanooga FC? He said, have you thought about which one of those really belongs? I started laughing, and I was like, you know, it dawned on me, you know, I think it's a great thing because it's, you know, the NISA teams, the NISA setup, I mean, most of the teams in it are major cities, and here we are, you know, Chattanooga, and we're right in there with the quote-unquote big boys, and I think it's wonderful. I think it's great, and and again, the Oakland game, obviously it's never fun to lose. We were gutted to lose. But, not having Oakland, having the extra day's rest, us not having it, I felt hurt us early on, and, we really had a hard time getting our rest going. And, I think the second half, I mean, I felt we not only played well, I thought we played them off the park. We were a little bit unlucky not to tie it and get to overtime. But it really is something. I totally agree that, I think as a club, we've really grown. And I think who we're playing now, who our rivals are now, the level that we're competing at is clearly a step up from where we've been in the past.
And, you know, another thing, Peter, after y'all lost that match, because I remember bringing this up on the show the next day, or the next day we had a show, because I was reading the article in the Times Free Press, and it talked about how CFC, how that was just the second loss of the year, and CFC's record was 7-2-3. And, of course, that includes the NISA Independent Cup Southeast Regional title this summer, the Eastern Conference regular season title in the fall. But when I go back to those April and May times that we talked, and, I mean, we were just begging for a practice. And the fact that you guys are with two matches still to go that we'll talk about here in a second, but the fact that you are 7-2-3, I mean, my Auburn math tells me that adds up to 12. And, I mean, the fact that, I mean, there was a stretch where we didn't know if there'd be two.
Exactly. Yeah, you're right. And thank the good Lord, really, that we were able to play and that we play in a league and our ownership Championship and everybody else that you know, there were a lot of teams that didn't. There are a lot of teams that didn't get to do anything. And I'm glad that I work for a club and for an ownership group, and also we play in a league that tried to figure out how do we play, how can we make this work, how can we make this happen. And you know, the bubble in Detroit, it wasn't perfect. There were glitches and there were issues and things like that. But the thing I said when I was there, and I'll say it now, is that at least we played in a league that was willing to make something happen, to be brave and try and play and make it possible for our teams in the to be able to play. So it's great. And you're right. And you know, it really is something. You know, you think about it, to lose two games and with everything we've gone through, and dating all the way back to the 29th of February, and you know, here we are, you know, sitting on the 14th of October. I mean, it really is amazing. And not just that we played, but as well as the guys that played. They've been terrific. They really have.
All right, what do you hope to get out of these last couple of matches, the next two Saturdays at Finley Stadium? Of course, this one, Louisville FC this Saturday night, Chattanooga FC against Metro Louisville FC. What do you hope to get out of these final two matches?
Well, I think the first thing is, I think there's two main things. I think the first one is giving our fans an opportunity to see the 2020 version of Chattanooga Football Club, which very few of them have had a chance to do live. So it's an opportunity for us really to put fans back in the stadium and for them to see their team, which is competed incredibly well for them. The second thing, it's an opportunity. I mean, we start the last week of October with individual player meetings, exit meetings with the players, making decisions on who we're going to bring back, who we're going to renegotiate with, and who we're going to release. So for a number of our players in general, these 2 weeks are huge weeks. It's their last opportunity to leave an impression on myself and our staff, as in terms of where they go and how much of the future of Chattanooga are they a part of.
Well, listen, Peter, thank you so much, as always, for joining us. Congratulations on what you've accomplished. Bets of luck these last two Saturdays.
Guys, thank you so much. And again, thanks so much for the opportunity for me to be on and the privilege that it is. You guys do a great job, and thanks so much.
Absolutely. It's been a wild, wild year, a year we didn't even know would happen. But again, 12 matches down, and most all of them have been W's. All right, 648-1051 is the number. We'll reintroduce the Painter Ready poll question when we come back here on Press Row on ESPN 105.1 The Zone.